Oh, where, well, if you don't know about your mother's grandparents, but yeah, you know about your father's.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about
that? Well, they were all born in Scriven County, too.
Your father's parents.
Uh-huh.
Now, he says your mother's parents were born in New England?
No, they were, I don't know where they come from.
I don't know where they come from, but they... Your granddaddy was a third-grade Yankee.
Yeah.
Because they didn't bother nothing he had when they come through here with the war, you know.
But they have always lived here. I mean, they did live here before they died. I don't remember nothing about them.
Okay. Now, mostly, if you can remind her and let her do the talking.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, so that, because it. I got to do one at a time so I can get all her speech in on one tape.
Yeah,
okay? Right. So when he, you know, if you could tell me that stuff about your grandparents and all, then it...
Well, they just was farmers as far as I knew.
When you just heard a story that when they came through, nothing got bothered?
No, nothing of my grandfather's got bothered. Not even his... horses and mules, nothing like that.
Oh, what happened to everybody else's?
Well, mightn't everybody's was taken.
I don't know about that, so.
Yeah, mightn't all of them was taken.
Do you have any idea, like, what country your family came from? Scotland or England or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Can you tell me how old your husband is?
75.
And, well, are you Baptist, too?
Yes, sir. I'm Irish, too. I'll tell you quick where we come from.
Okay. I'll let her tell me about you, okay?
Yeah.
What's your husband's occupation?
He's retired.
And what about education? Did he get to go to school?
No, he didn't go. What grade did you, about sixth grade?
But he can read and write?
Oh, yes.
And what about your husband's kind of friends and contacts?
Well, we try to be friends to everybody.
Okay, and where was your husband born?
Scriven County.
And what can you tell me about his family?
Well, they did come from Scotland, their father, didn't they?
Ireland.
Oh, yes. They come from Limerick Island.
Yeah.
And your name?
The Limerick. It was the Limerick Island, and they were Limericks.
That's granddaddy way back young.
But they, has his family been here since the Civil War?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me something about Hiltonia? Suppose I was talking to you on the telephone and I didn't know anything about it, and I said, tell me what the town's like. What's the community like?
Well, it's a very small town, and they put wooden and farming here in Hiltonia. Some farms and some put wood.
Is it all white folks?
Well, there's some colored, but, you know, they work for white people.
What about the economy? Would you say it's sort of a... It's a rural economy?
Well, I suppose you would call it that.
Mostly farming.
Uh-huh.
Is there a historical society or a library?
No.
Where do the children from the town go to school?
Sylvania.
And how do they get down there?
Bus.
Okay. Now, I have a whole bunch of questions that I have to ask you. I'm not looking for any right answer or any wrong answer. All I'm looking for is what you would say if you could think of a word to say it. I might, like I said before, would you call that embroidery or stitching, whatever. And if you can't get it, I'll just mark it and we'll come back to it at the end. And we'll just rush right through.